Russ Davis. Join me for Jazz America right after the latest news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State militants claimed two bombings in the Arabian Peninsula on Friday, targeting Shiite mosque, where at least 21 people died. More than 80 others were wounded. VOA's Aru Pandey has U.S. reaction.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Friday he could not corroborate Islamic State's claims it was responsible for the blast.
The attribution, the determination about who is responsible, is something that is still under review.
The claim of responsibility for the mosque attack in Saudi Arabia and for one in Yemen comes on the heels of Islamic State's seizure of Ramadi and in neighboring Syria, the fall of the ancient city of Palmyra to IS militants. Despite the taking of territory, the White House has stood firm this week, announcing no changes in its strategy against the militant group, which is comprised of thousands of U.S.-led coalition airstrikes to back Iraqi forces on the ground. Aru Pandey, the White House.
Visiting one of Washington's largest synagogues on Friday, President Obama reaffirmed U.S. commitment to Israel's security and stressed that Iran must not, in his words, under any circumstances be allowed to get a nuclear weapon.
I'm interested in a deal that blocks every single one of Iran's pathways to a nuclear weapon, every single path. A deal that imposes unprecedented inspections on all elements of Iran's nuclear program so that they can't cheat.
Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States, and Germany have been working against a June 30th deadline for a final nuclear deal to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. This is VOA News. U.S. and Cuban officials meeting in Washington have failed to reach an overall agreement on reopening embassies and fully reestablishing diplomatic relations after a break of more than 50 years. U.S. State Department's Roberta Jacobson said she remained optimistic that negotiations will conclude, but the two sides still have a few things that need to be ironed out.
This round of talks was highly productive. We will persist, inspired by the conviction that engagement and not isolation are the keys to moving forward.
This week's talks were the first high-level engagement between the two countries since President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro met during the April Summit of the Americas in Panama. Still on the agenda here in Washington is President Obama's intention to remove Cuba from the list of state sponsors of terrorism. Amnesty International says it has overwhelming evidence that Ukrainian government forces, pro-government militias, and anti-government separatists are committing what it called ongoing war crimes, such as torture and summary killings of prisoners. Concern about prisoners' mistreatment comes amid criticism of Ukraine's security services for publicly showing off two prisoners alleged to be Russian soldiers captured while fighting alongside pro-Russia separatists in eastern Ukraine. Amnesty called on Ukrainian authorities to investigate all allegations of war crimes and other abuses and bring to justice those responsible. United Nations Humanitarian Affairs Office is reporting now that nearly 30,000 people have fled the intensified fighting in northern Mali over the past couple of weeks. Lisa Schlein reporting from the UN in Geneva.
Sporadic fighting is a way of life in Mali's turbulent northern region, but the United Nations is alarmed at the recent increase in violence in small villages surrounding the city of Timbuktu. A spokesman for the UN's humanitarian office, Jens Laerke, says,
our partners and local authorities on the ground estimate that over the past 2 weeks, nearly 27,000 people have fled their homes and villages, and in the past week alone, 20,000 people have been uprooted by this violence. They are in urgent need of water, food, non-food items, and emergency shelter.
Tuareg separatist rebels have been fighting for an independent state for Mali for decades. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tigers in Burundi's capital have thrown grenades into a crowded marketplace, killing at least two, the latest violence sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for another term in office. The president's decision triggered a failed coup and sent more than 100,000 people fleeing the country. In another development, the UN Refugee Agency said an outbreak of cholera has killed 29 Burundian refugees in Tanzania.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Hello again and welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and on this edition of the program, it's part two of a three-part series of conversations with the 2015 NEA Jazz Masters. This week, it's the man from Memphis, the great Charles Lloyd. If you remember and were listening last week, then you know that it was ladies first as Carla Bley, who was also inducted into the 2015 NEA Jazz Masters Hallowed Hall, was joining us last week as our special guest. Coming in the future will be conversation with the great saxophonist George Coleman, who was born in Memphis, Tennessee, and it just so happens that Charles Lloyd, the multi-instrumentalist, composer, and bandleader, a real musical visionary and wonderful arranger, too. He was also born in Memphis, Tennessee, and grew up with George Coleman. So we'll enjoy conversation with and music from a gentleman from Memphis, Charles Lloyd, coming up in this edition of Jazz America. Now, let's start with some music from another NEA Jazz Master who just so happens to have a birthday that falls during this week. On the 22nd of May in 1914, one of the original NEA Jazz Masters inducted the first year that the Jazz Masters began in 1984. He was born in my hometown, by the way, of Birmingham, Alabama. His name, Sonny Blunt. He was also known as Sun Ra, and with his orchestra, they investigated all the various forms of jazz that took the music to places nobody had ever dreamed of before. He incorporated world music styles into the blend that became the music of Sun Ra, including the music of the East. Here's a piece entitled Egypt Strut from Sonny Blunt, also known as Sun Ra, to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. Thank you.
on the 24th of May in 1941, the late, great Charles Ireland with Sister Sadie from his album that is titled The Mighty Burner. And that was his nickname that he garnered for his hard, grooving organ style. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. And Charles Ireland was a multi-instrumentalist. He began playing saxophone in Jimmy McGriff's organ band, but then picked up the organ and started working with others like Lou Donaldson and Grover Washington Jr. and earned that nickname, The Mighty Burner. Charles Ireland, the man from Philadelphia. Now it's time to turn to the man from Memphis. NEA Jazz Master for 2015, Charles Lloyd, joins us now in a conversation just before the NEA Jazz Masters induction and gala concert in New York City's Jazz at Lincoln Center complex. I was invited to sit down with Charles for this conversation. Let's enjoy some of that now and some of his great music here on VOA's Jazz America. I'm in the presence of Charles Lloyd. Ladies and gentlemen, let me amend that. NEA Jazz Master Charles Lloyd. Stop laughing, it's true. And just thank you for joining me for a few minutes and give me your first thoughts about hearing those words. Ladies and gentlemen, NEA Jazz Master Charles Lloyd.
Well, I guess being a junior elder, maybe it's time.
A man of few words, but a man of prolific output as far as music goes over the years. You know, Charles, We've spoken before, and I've got your whole life story, so we don't want to go back in time too much. But this is one of those milestones in a person's life when people stop and pay attention. You're in the flow of life, but now people everywhere are going, oh, wow, let's really focus on this person now. And it gives you a chance maybe to look at all the wonderful spirits you've come in contact with, combined your energies and made music with. I mean, you've had some good friends down through the years in different parts of the world and really had some fun, I have a feeling.
Well, I've stood on the shoulders of many great masters, and it is a great honor. This is our indigenous art form, and it's a blessing, I suppose, to in your lifetime to receive accolades like this. And the most important thing for me, though, is to continue in the music and to continue to strive for elevation and freshness.
Mm. Well, I think that's indicative of the way to live, the way to not only make music, but conduct your life.
I agree with that.
Be here now and see what happens. But it always has to have a little bit of addressing what has come before, as you said, standing on the shoulders of giants, of masters before. And now you're one of those masters. Just two or three of those masters that you can count as the people from the mountaintop that really had a bigger effect on the development of Charles Lloyd and his music than any others. Two or three come to mind?
Well, Phineas Newborn, when I was a kid, he was one of the giants that took me under his wing when I was a young man of 9 years old in Memphis. And then there was Duke Ellington and Strayhorn. They used to stay at our home in Memphis when they would come through, and that was a great honor, and I was always waiting for them to wake up so I could pounce. Lionel Hampton was always reading the Bible, and it was hard to get his attention, and I can see why now. I guess he was trying to look at the eternal verities. There was Thelonious Monk, who gave me some beautiful teachings here in New York, sort of sideways spiritual teachings. He's the high priest of the music.
From his recent release, Athens Concert, and showing the fact that the folks of Greece and in Europe in general love his music so much, that's a live performance of a piece entitled Greek Suite Part 2. That's Charles Lloyd, of course, and here is the gentleman that he mentioned as the High Priest of Jazz, Thelonious Monk with his classic Blue Monk, with a solo piano performance of this song from San Francisco in 1959 on Jazz America from VOA 1. One of the most unique musicians that jazz has ever known. The late, great Thelonious Monk with his classic Blue Monk, recorded in San Francisco in 1979. More coming up with NEA Jazz Master Charles Lloyd here on Jazz America. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received recently from Italy, and it comes from Stefano Valianti. He writes, "Hi, I'm listening today, Saturday, at 0700 Universal Time on my Wi-Fi radio to your program, VOA Jazz America. What a wonderful program. It will become a regular date for me. Are there more times for this program?
Thank you very much, and best wishes, Stefano Valianti from Bologna, Italy. Well, I wrote Stefano back to say that he could listen to Jazz America on demand most anytime on the VOA website and also on my personal website, Moja Radio, M-O-J-A, M-O for modern, J-A for jazz. And I sent him the information, the links to which he could listen to on Moja Radio and the VOA website. And the times that you hear it live all around the world are on the weekends, Saturdays and Sundays. And you can go to the VOA website and you'll get the information when and where to listen. Now, I want to give you some music, Stefano, and everyone else, from an artist who is one of the most famous and important in jazz history, born in 1904 on the 21st of May. He is Fats Waller. And here is Jason Moran's Grammy-nominated celebration of Fats Waller that came out last year. It's Michelle Indighiacello joining Jason Moran on the vocals for the classic Fats Waller song, The Joint Is Jumpin', from the album All Rise, a joyful elegy for Fats Waller from Jason Moran. Just for you, Stefano, listening in Bologna, Italy, and everyone listening around the world to VOA's Jazz America.
Party's jumping, women's twice as more than gay. Say that things are jumping, leaves no single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear somebody shout. This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come on, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. Piano's thumping, dancers bumping. Come on, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. Check your hats, I mean this joint is jumping. Check your hats, I mean this joint is jumping.
one of the main men of the Memphis, Tennessee music scene over the years, Booker T. Jones, on the organ with the song Harlem House from his album The Road from Memphis. Here on VOA's Jazz America, wanted to give you a little soul jazz from Memphis because that's the hometown of this week's special guest, 2015 NEA Jazz Master, Mr. Charles Lloyd. Charles Lloyd joins us now for a little bit more conversation about his hometown and his fellow NEA Jazz Master, who just happens to also be inducted in the same year and be from Memphis too, George Coleman. Let's get some conversation going with Charles, then hear more of his wonderful music. Let's talk a little bit of NEA Jazz Master stuff here. And I think it's most interesting, maybe it's just coincidence, that of the three musicians being inducted, one is from the San Francisco Bay Area, Oakland, and the other two are from Memphis, you and George Coleman. Is that coincidence, or is just Memphis is now getting the respect it always has had and should have even more of?
I don't know what to say about that, but I was curious about that myself, and I asked the NEA lady who came to interview me, and I said, why? How did this come to be? And they said they didn't know. But actually, I'm very moved by it because especially because of George, because he helped me when I was a younger guy, you know. So definitely so you know that I don't know, life is like that, you know. Sometimes things line up in an interesting way,
you know.
But he definitely should be there, George.
Interesting that you two, born in Memphis, lived and worked in the scene, made friends, worked together a little bit, that whole thing. What a scene there. Based on the blues and interesting, great soul music and great jazz coming out of that place. And then he goes to New York and you
Chicago
go to California. He went to Chicago, then New York. You went to California, then New York. I mean, isn't it interesting how your music did not parallel one another, even though you came from the same place? Your music went divergent paths. And I wonder, the question is, you think it's because of the place you're in? It affects the way you make music?
Well, that's a good point. Actually, Cali was great for me because there was Ornette and Eric Dolphy out there. They were both alto players. I was an alto player when I first went to California. And but then there were great musicians. Billy Higgins and Scott LaFaro came out there, and Don Cherry and Bobby Hutcherson played with me. And we played in Gerald Wilson's big band. I think it's just that there were these, it so happened that I went to the University of Southern California, and that's how I went to California instead of coming to Juilliard or something like that, because there was a composer there who was the foremost authority on Bartok, and I was interested in his music, and Booker and I had studied his scores in Ed Manassas, and so that's how I had a bee in my bonnet to go to Cali in the first place. Yeah, I think it's odd how these roads go, but we all meet up here in Mecca, which is Manhattan or Gotham, you know, because this, and Coleman Hawkins had a beautiful statement. He said, no matter where a guy comes from and how good he sounds in his own hometown, when he first gets to New York, his stuff won't sound the same. you know?
So that answers the question. Yeah. Now, here's a taste of the music that Charles Lloyd created when he moved to California from his original home in Memphis, Tennessee, with Hungarian-born guitarist Gabor Szabo joining with him and Charles Lloyd on flute. Here's a song from the album Waves entitled Mallorca. Thank you. Now, here's some new music for you from saxophonist Vincent Herring, joined by Jeremy Pelt on trumpet and other great players in the New York scene. The song is The Adventures of Hyunju Lee from the new release Night and Day from Vincent Herring on Jazz America from VOA 1.
This is NEA Jazz Master Eddie Palmieri, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Jazzmaster Eddie Palmieri from his album Arrete with Don't Stop the Train. Jazz America continues with more with Charles Lloyd coming up next hour.